Start your day to Ramash to Yud Pes Shvat Tovshin Ayin Ches Rabbi Yanki Rubin.
Holding the week of Matan Torah, Parshas Yisro. Concerning Matan Torah, we find the Ma'ale of Klal Yisrael having the Torah. We find in the Torah certain different lashonis, various lashonis. We find a lashon that Klal Yisrael by being mekabel Torah, or Am Segula, the Yisam ni Segula mikol Amim. We find another lashon, Am Kodosh. Klal Yisrael became Kodesh by being Kabbalah Torah, ki am Kodesh atol Hashem alikecho. We find throughout the Lashonis of Klal Yisrael, or Am HaNivcha, a special nation. There's a very interesting Lashon in the Posuk, in Parashas Kisovoi, explaining the Ma'ale of Klal Yisrael by being Kabbalah Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael at the end of 40 years, Hayoyim Hazeh, Rashi explains, even though we're holding the end of the 40 years, how can you say, Hayom Hazeh? Klal Yisrael mekabel Torah many years ago. So what's Hayom Hazeh? So Rashi explains, B'chol Yom Yiyu Be'inecho Kachadoshim. Every day a person needs to feel his chadshus ki'ilu today we were mekabel Torah. Anyway, the Posik is speaking about Matan Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't tell Klal Yisrael, Hayoyim Hazeh Nihye Yisrael Am Kodesh. He doesn't say, Hayoyim Hazeh Nihye Yisrael Am HaNivcho, Hayoyim Hazeh Nihye Yisrael Am Segula. He says, Hayoyim Hazeh Nihye Yisrael Om. You have turned into a nation. L'Hashem Alikecho. Were they a nation before? Klal Yisrael were a nation before. So before Shem took him all over, the Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had the shame, already had the name of a nation of Klal Yisrael. It hadn't been the Kabbalah Torah, okay? So how can Moshe Rabbeinu say, Hayoyim Hazeh Nihye Salom? The Gemara in Kesuvos, that Samach Vov on the base, tells us a story. Maisa, Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai, Shei Reichav al HaChamor, Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai was once riding on a donkey. V'hoi Yotzim Yushalayim, he was leaving Yushalayim. V'hoi Yutalmidom Halchen Acharov, and his Talmidim were riding with him. Ro ribo achas, he saw a young lady. Shohisa malaketes sa'oyrim mi bein gilalei behemton shal arvim. She was being laket, selecting pieces of barley from the dung of animals, not some animals, animals of the Arabs. Kivin shero sa'oyso, when she saw him, nisato b'sara, she covered her hair. V'omdal thonov, she stood in front of him. Omraloi, Rebbe, panaseini, I need money. I've got not a penny to my name. Omar Ross, he says, Basmiat, who are you? Who are your daughter? Omroloi, Bas Nakdimoin Ben Gurionani. My father was Nakdimoin Ben Gurion. Omar Ross, Biti, Moment shall base of Vich, Heichan Holach. Your father was a major millionaire. Where's all our money that you got on penny left? Omrulay, so she told him, Rebbe, Leikadein Milkle Milkle, do not make a famous moshel. People say a moshel, B'Yushalayim, Malach Momoin Chosa, V'omalo Chesed. In other words, if a person wants to invest in his money, one of the best investments is by giving tzedakah. My father didn't do that. So that's what happened. There's no money left. So he says, okay, that's your father. What about your shver? V'shal beis chamichechon hu. Where's the money of your father-in-law? Amrulai, Bozev, Yibidizeh, you know, they joined together and they bungled everything up and there's not a penny left. Amrulai, Rebbe, Zocher Ato, do you remember, Keshechasamtal Ksivosi, when you signed on my Ksuva, when I got married, Amrulahem, Talmid, he told the Talmid, yes, Zocher Ani, I remember, Keshechasamtal Ksivosi Shalzu, when I signed the Ksuva of this young lady here, Vayisi Kerebo, Elef alofim dinrei zov mibeis of here. Chutz mishel chomir. There was a humongous amount of money which I signed on this ksuva. Massive, massive money, and all of that is completely gone. Bocha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai started to cry. So it's quite natural that he cried to see such a situation. A girl which came such a rich, rich mishpacha, her father-in-law, and here she's left with nothing. There's what to cry. But he didn't stop there. The Gemara says he cried, V'omah, Ashreichem Yisrael, happy are you, Klal Yisrael. When you do the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fulfill the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein kol uma v'loshin sheletes b'em. Nobody can have any shlita, any power over you. This man, she'ein oisin soin shel mokin. And at the time where you don't listen to what Klal Yisrael, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, moyson b'aduma shvela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands you over to a low nation, the Arabs. Not only to a low nation, okay, he said, "Ashreichem Yisrael." That what? That when Klal Yisrael oisin usayin shall mokim, then a moedik amatzid on top of the world. And where they don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they go matamoto. So where's Ashreichem Yisrael exactly here? Ashreichem Yisrael is very simple. That when they're up. When the Oysen of Tzayin Shalom came, okay, that's Gevaldik, you see the Ashreichem Yisrael. This mashma from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the Ashreichem Yisrael was also applicable when he saw in the matzah where this girl was now. Where did he see this Ashreichem Yisrael? Mashal Stam explains the Gemara that we know Ein Mazel Yisrael, Klal Yisrael and the Malo from the Mazel, so therefore, Bizman Oysen of Tzayin Shalom came, they're top of the world. That's Gevaldik. When it's Ein Oisin Ritzayne Shal Mokim, they're much worse off than a Goyim, because the Goyim at least have a Mazel, okay? So they have the Mazel helping them. But Klal Yisrael, they haven't even got the Mazel in such a situation, so they're rock bottom. Reb Chaim Brisk used to say over, B'Shem HaMagid, Pshat in the Gemara as follows. We know in the Bria, there's four main things. There's a Doinim, Tzoymeach, Chai, Medaber. Four main milas. Now, when we think about these milas, is each mila a mila be'etzem or not? To explain the shaila, let's take a moshul. You can have a watch which tells you the time. You can get a simple watch which you buy in Argus, a Casio, and you can get a Rolex. What is the mila be'etzem of a watch? The main mila of a watch is one thing, that it keeps the time like a mensch. And you can be reliable for the rest of your life. It's not going to tell you you did the wrong time. Now, you can get it. Beautiful golden watch, which is worth a fortune because of the gold. It's a very nice watch. But the gold of the watch is not a mile be'etzem. It's not a mile in an actual watch, is it? The watch is not going to be a reliable watch because of the gold. It's a zeitige mile. It's a side mile, which makes it worth a lot of money. A Rolex watch, the actual works of the watch, is worth a fortune because it's very reliable. Besides the fact, obviously, that it's nice as well. But it has a mile of Edson. So in these four milers, Doimim, Tzomeh, Chai, Medaber, we can think the same shaila. Is it a mile of Edson or not? The way out to work out this shaila is as follows. What happens if you take away the mile? What's going to be? So let's have a look. We have a Doimim, which is like pebbles, stones. And then we have a Tzomeh. A Tzomeh is a living plant, trees, grass. Well, you take a plant and you cut the plant off from the ground. What's going to be with it? Is it going to be a mila? Is it going to stay like it was? What's going to happen? It's going to rot away and it's going to start smelling. That is a simon that since you, when you take away the mila of tzemeach, it goes worse than a pebble and a stone. It's a simon that's a mila be'etzem. Chai, animals, take away the life from any living being. It's shreklich. It's going to cause infections and it's going to smell and rot. Who knows what? Because chai is a maila be'etzem in a living being. So this magid cleared. Hakshmochu me'avas Hashem Yisrael who gave us the Torah. Is the Torah a maila be'etzem? Like we say, the works of a watch. That works so well. That is the etzem maila. So the Torah, Hakshmochu gave us the Torah. Like Myla Be'etzim. Well, no. It's like you have a watch, a Casio watch you can have as well, which is gold. So the Torah is like the gold of a Casio watch. It's a nice Myla, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Torah, very nice. But it's not a Myla Be'etzim. So let's look at this siman which we work out with. When you take away the maila, what happens? This is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw. He saw that the man sha'isin etzayne shal mokin. Klal Yisrael at the top of the world, that's easy to understand. To see the Ashreichem Yisrael on that, that doesn't need explanation. But he saw the Ashreichem Yisrael, even when he saw this young lady, who was once a millionaire, and she was now being malakit the sa'irin from the dung of the behemoths of Arabs. When he saw that as well, he said, Ashreichem Yisrael. Why? Because the fact that when you're not Yisrael 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 Mokim, you go rock bottom, that is a simon. That the Torah is a maila be'etzem. It's not side maila which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that when he gave us the Torah, he formed Klal Yisrael with it. And when Klal Yisrael are in such a situation where they're not being in the kind of Torah, we go rock bottom worse than any other Ummah the Ummah. Hayoyim Hazer, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, speaking about Matan Torah, Hayoyim Hazer Nihyeisol Om Lashem Elokecha. Yes, you're true. You were a nation before Matan Torah as well. But now you should know, now that you've got the Torah, with the Torah, you are a nation. Without Torah and mitzvahs, you have no zechus to be a nation. Reb Sadia Gaon writes it very, very clearly. Ein umoseinu umo, ela b'toyoseinu hakadosha. Sadia Gaon writes very, very clear. The whole right of Klal Yisrael to be a nation is not like other people say, kechol hagoyim beis Yisrael. Ein umoseinu umo, ela b'toyoseinu hakadosha. It's two things which are completely bound together. There's no separation that we are a nation anyways, and we have the maila of having the Torah. No, the maila of the Torah is a maila be'etzem in Klal Yisrael, which makes our nation, and without the Torah, when we don't keep the Torah of the mitzvahs, we have no right to be a nation at all. That's pshat as well. Chazal tell us in a few places, Kud shebrichu v'yisrael v'yiraisa chadhu. It's one thing. It's not a few things put together. It's actually one. Kud shebrichu yisrael v'yiraisa chadhu. When Akshvoku gave us the Torah, it's v'chayei oilom not abaseichenu. It's not a present which we have and we can give away. It's not abaseichenu. It's planted in us. The Torah, the chayei oilom, which is the Torah, is not abaseichenu. Reb Chaim, when he said over this vort, B'shem Nizmagid, he was moisef of another nekuda. That just like, yes, looking at Klal Yisrael as a nation as a whole, the nation is only a nation with the Torah and mitzvahs, every person himself is like that as well. Every person has got koichas. Every person has got different koichas to what daragas he can get to. This one has this daragas, this one can learn 5 hours a day, this one can learn half an hour a day, this one can do such amount of mitzvahs, this one can't. Everybody's got their own daragas, which they need to get to. But everybody's got to get to the daraga that they can get to. And if they don't, it's on exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same vort. That without these daragas, if a person can get to a certain daraga and he doesn't get there, then he goes matomoto, like the Gemara here in Kesuvah says. Chazal tell us as well, Ger sheniskaya kekotn shenoy ladomi. When a person, a guy becomes a yid, he's a kekotn shenoy ladomi. Pshat is, he's a different person in Ganson. Like the Ummah as a whole became a nation with the Torah, and now that we have the Torah, without the Torah, when we don't keep the Torah, we have no right to be a nation. It's a different Berea in Ganson. A Yid is a totally different Berea than a Goy. It's not Stam, we are like the Goyim, but we have the Torah. It's a different Berea in Ganson. Gesh and Iskai Kekot and Shanoi Lodome. His father is not his father. His mother is not his mother. His brothers and sisters aren't his siblings. Sorry? True, yes. It was offered, but however, we do. Sorry? If they would have accepted it, okay? On the other hand, we do find, which needs explanation, Atov v'charatonu mikolo amin. Ki bocha Hashem bonu. We do find, even though Akshvoku went round all of the Ummah Sa'ilam and offered it to them, like you say, but at the end of the day, we do find as well that Akshvoku was boicha, ha-boicha ba'amu Yisrael v'ara. There was a certain bechira in our nation more than other nations. It's not austere. It needs explanation, but it's not austere. So in Ruchnius, it's quite understandable what we're saying, yeah? That the nation, Klal Yisrael, is a nation with the Torah, and without the Torah we don't have a right to be a nation. And every person as well, in himself as well. What about in Gashmius? Poskim Parshas Lech Lecha says, Vayikach Avrom Esorei Ishtoi, Ves Kol Ruchushei Asher Rochash, Ves HaNefesh Asher Osu Bechorin. He started going away to on Lech Lecha, to be Mekayim in the midst of Lech Lecha, that he took with him as HaNefesh Asher Osu Bechorin. What's this Nefesh Asher Osu Bechorin? So, everybody knows, Rashi says, Avrom was Megaya Anoshim, and Sora was Megaya the Noshim. There's a Moedike Yalkut in Parashas Veschanan which explains this Maim Chazal which Rashi brings. So read out the Loshon of the Yalkut. Is it possible for a human being, for somebody who's been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create Ma'aseh B'Reishis? Obviously not. We all know, impossible. We can manufacture many things, but we can't create Ma'aseh B'Reishis. That's simple. Says the Yalkut, V'haloi imiskansin kol boye oilom. Livro yitosh echod. Imagine if there'll be a world convention of the largest professors and scientists in the world. Yeah? They've made already the car, the train, planes, space shuttles, rockets, the most modern computers which we have up to today. Amazing what they've done. Let's get them to create Yitoy Shechod, one little insect, a little mosquito. They should have a try. V'haloyim iskansin kol v'yayolam. All the people of the world, the most cleverest people, livro yitosh echod, v'lizrik boi neshomo, eina michailim, impossible. With all their cups together, they'll never ever manage to create the most tiniest insect in the world. Fek the Yalkut, oi bazoit, shver, u'ma talmud loima, v'sa nefesh, asha osu b'choron. The Pasuk says, Avraham made a nefesh. We know it's impossible. Even a little insect is impossible to make. Elom lamed shoy Avrom megayron umachnison tachas kanfei hashchina. A moedike Yalkut. The Yalkut is saying that when the Pasuk says v'sa nefesh asher osu b'choron, it means v'sa nefesh asher osu b'choron. It means literally, yes, he made the nefesh. For the Yalkut, it's impossible. How can you make a nefesh? You know what the answer is? Yes, it means literally he made the nefesh. Because when he was megaya, and he brought people tachas kanfei hashchina, that alone is creating people. When the Yid comes up under Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, whether it's through Matan Torah or from any time onwards afterwards, it's a different Bria in Ganson. He's a totally different Bria than a Goy, like we said. He's not Stam, a person like any other person, with a side Mila of the Torah, like we said. No! Torah is a Mila Be'etzim, he's a completely different person. Geshen is Kaiki Hokkot Shanei Lodomi, that's Vesa Nefesh, Asher Osu Bechoram. I once heard the Moedike Maisa from a Yeshiva of Dov Soloveitchik that there was a Bocha which learned in Mir Yeshiva. He was called Shachna Kudelski, he was called. And he was once going home for Bein Ezamanim, the Pesach Bein Ezamanim, I think it was. He first went through Radin, and he had the shoes with the Chofetz Chaim. And then he went on through Vilna, and he became sick in Vilna. So he had to go to a doctor. So, happened to be, he went to a doctor who was a very famous doctor at the time. He was called Dr. Shabbas. He was called Dr. Shabbas, like that. And he was schmoozing to him, and he was telling him, yes, he had just been in Radin the day before. So the doctor tells him, you should know, listen to me. I belong to the communist group, to the communist party. But Etzim, I'm more or less a Kofing Ganson. I don't believe in anything. Oh, but I'm the doctor of the Chofetz Chaim. I'm the doctor of Chofetz Chaim. And he poshes slogs up everything. When I go to the Chofetz Chaim, and I see the Chofetz Chaim, he throws me, he gets me flying. Why? I'm telling you, for the past few years, his heart is in such a mass of words, impossible to live with. His lungs have nearly shut down. 85%, I think, was shut down. Small percentage of the lungs were working. The kidneys were failing totally. Impossible. impossible. Ask any doctor around in the whole world. It's impossible for a human being to live like this. What's pshat? I see. Chofetz Chaim, as I hear the Gid, he's carrying on. And he's carrying on being Marabitz Torah and doing all what he's doing. It's only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there has been such a hanhog it is, I heard like this. Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. We know the Malachim already had tainas on Klal Yisrael and Pziza, well, hasty nation, do such things. You don't know what you're being a kabbal upon yourself. You just say, yes, Nase v'nishma, without knowing. Come on, what's going on here? And the Beis Halevi explained the kasha goes further. There's a halacha that a person cannot be mekabel upon himself the unknown. You can't be mekabel upon yourself something which you don't know any gevulim for. You can say, okay, can you please work for me for 25 hours? No problem. But you can't be mekabel upon yourself work which has got no limit. The Rambam paskens as it. So Ebezet Shver, how could Klal Yisrael say, Nase v'nishma? What the unknown? Who knows what's going to happen? How could they say Nase v'nishma? So the Beis Halevi explains as follows. True, it's impossible to be mekabel upon yourself the unknown. But we all know a person can sell himself as an eved. The eved knows what his odin is going to tell him to do. He hasn't got a clue. So what's pshat? The teretz is, true, to be mekabel upon yourself the unknown, you can't. When you meshamed your guf, when a person gives over his guf to his odin, I am yours, that a person can do. And then memela, obviously, the odin can do whatever he wants with him. Then it's not a problem of being mekabel upon yourself the unknown. When Klal Yisrael said Nase v'nishma, they didn't say Nase v'nishma, we're going to do the unknown amount of mitzvahs. Kilu, tarig mitzvahs. It's impossible. Even tarig mitzvah, Beis Halevi explains, it's impossible. You know, even if they would have known it's tarig mitzvahs, that wouldn't be enough. Why? Because we all know the Toshav al peh of every mitzvah is so vast and so deep, there's so much involved, it's impossible for a person to know what he's being mekabel. So the Teretz says, when they said Nase v'nishma, they mekabel themselves, we are your eved, HaKshmoch, we are your eved. We're giving our guf totally to you. That is pshat in Nase v'nishma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Klal Yisrael in that manner as well. Okay, very nice. You've given your guf over to me. You've been meshabed your guf to me. I am going to deal with you accordingly as well. Not b'derech hateva. I'm dealing with your guf in a different manner than I deal with everybody else as well. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim. He was called Kulei Lashem v'Teirosei v'chol mitzvayisov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with him and was manning with him in a totally different way. Imre Emes used to say that once, I think it was Sukkos, in the Beis HaMedrash of his grandfather, Sfasemes. Sfasemes got up and he said, it's murdik how much a person can pull back with the Shmoruch Hu when he says, Ono Hashem. Ono Hashem, you can mamish pull murdik hazachem. Okay, which Ono Hashem did he mean? Which Ono Hashem? So, some Hasidim started to say, Ono Hashem Yishiyono. And they started explaining. Others said, no, Zichon Ono Hashem Yishiyono, it's Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. And this whole tumult, each one was explaining their sides. And the Imam said, I stood to the side. And I didn't go not with them. I knew exactly what the Sfasemes meant. Sfasemes meant, Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. When a person says, Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho, I am your eved, I'm giving over my whole guf to you. That is the largest thing a person can do with Shmoruch Hu. So you can pull me to Gazach, and when Shmoruch Hu sees, oh, you're giving me over your guf, I'm going to act with you accordingly as well. That is when a person can pull Moedik Hazachem on Hashem Kani Avdach, which is exactly what Klal Yisrael did when they said Nase v'nishma. The Gemara in Eiruvin says, Chosh b'roishoi, Yasik b'tor. Chosh b'groinoi, Yasik b'tor. Whether it means actually real headache or not is debatable. And Marsha explains chosh b'roishoi doesn't mean a real headache where you have to go to bed exactly. It means that's shtikl shvach, it's then yasik b'teira. Chosh b'groinoi, yasik b'teira. Chosh b'meyav, yavastameke, yasik b'teira. Chosh b'chol gufoi, yasik b'teira. Chaim Rozhin explains that when a person does a mitzvah, he's mekadish the eva of that part of the guf which he's doing the mitzvah with. When a person learns Torah, he's mekadosh kol haguf, the whole guf. L'chol besorei marpeh, the Poskin Mishle says. So the mitzvahs and Torah literally are merapeh a person. Explain what we're saying. When a person is mekabel upon himself Torah and mitzvahs, he's a different person, not only in Ruchni is that he's a different person. It turns out in Gashmis as well. Literally, he can heal his guf with Torah and mitzvahs. Chasam Sofer. Where do you Chasam Sofer? Chasam Sofer in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says he mamash does not understand how Yidden go to Goyish doctors. And not only does he not understand how Yidden go to Goyish doctors, he doesn't understand how they go to Yiddish doctors as well. And he explains, Chasam Sofer writes, because nowadays we don't have any medrash which explains the Chochmas HaRefuah. So where are we getting Chochmas HaRefuah from? We're getting the Chochmas HaRefuah from the Goyim. Is it possible to learn Chochmas HaRefuah, which is negated to Yidden, from Goyim? It's Andrew Brian Gadsden. Like we were saying, Yidden is not Sama Berea with a plus, that we have a plus of the Torah. Yidden, which are Mekayim, Torah and Mitzvahs, it's a totally different Berea in Ganson. It's a totally different Berea. So, we have Goyim, which are practicing medication on Goyim, and without they're transferring on to Yidden. He says, how can you do such a thing? Miyomai Temesi, Achashav Avinesenu Harabim, and Avinesenu Harabim, Ein Lonu Medrish Chochmas Harufu. We don't have a Chochmas Harufu. The Chol Roifa Yisrael and all the Yiddish doctors, they go to all the Geisha universities, colleges. The Chol Chachmas and Bonai and all the Chachmas Arafua is built al Tivei Gufim, on the Teva of Gufim. The Ochle Shkotzim, Ramosim. They're eating Shkotzim, Ramosim. The Loi de Ige B'mitzvahs. And they are not people which are diagoning for mitzvahs at all. They're not diagoning for mitzvahs at all. The Eich Yishpoit, how is it possible that they can judge from such a thing, from such people, al gufa Yisrael, on a guf of Yisrael, the loy ochle shkotzim ramosim, the doige b'mitzvahs. So this part of shkotzim ramosim is be'etzim really a Gemara, how he bases it on a Gemara in Shabbos. That we can understand already, okay, you know, shkotzim ramosim is something physical. But the Gemara explains that when you eat shkotzim ramosim, it affects a guf. Guf is a different guf, that we can understand. But the de'igah b'mitzvahs, he's applying it in the de'igah b'mitzvahs as well. That goyim are not doyig b'mitzvahs at all, therefore their guf is in their way. And our guf, we're people which are de'igah b'mitzvahs, we've got a different guf in Ganson. We can't compare the two. So we see from this Chasam Sofer, he took him with Az Apshitus, Az Abkidei Kach, that he asks a kasha, how can we go to go in? By the Chasam Sofer, it's been a poshut, that a Yid, Me'avis Hashem Yisonu, it's not Stam that we have the Torah. We are different burying Ganson, Geshe, this guy, Kachom, Shanoi Ladome. We are totally different people, Abkidei Kach, that we can't even compare the medicine of Goyim to Yidden. Thank you.